how's it go out there, and how you feel the competition's going for you?
I think it's going really good. I mean, we got a great group of linebackers out here. A lot of speed, a lot of competition. It's going to come down to the technical and mental part of it.
Seems like you're getting a lot of opportunity to show what you can do.
Trying to.
And how comfortable are you playing that position? Is that what you've always played?
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable with the both outside linebacker positions. So.
Did you get some help from the guys who've been around here for a while?
A lot of help. They're a great group of guys. You know, a lot of friendships out there. Just, you know, help out any way they can, actually.
Talk about some of the guys you're in competition with.
Wark Holman, Lou, we basically all in competition because the Sam and the Will is interchangeable. So we all been rolling today. Like today, we all play different positions, and we just got to be able to know it all.
DJ giving you any tips?
A lot of tips. Just run fast.
Are you spending any time giving tips to guys? You know the system probably better now.
Yeah, a little bit. I've been trying to help them out as much as I can without, you know, making them make mistakes. So. If I know it for sure, I tell them. But if I have any questions, I'll be like, hey, we got to ask Coach together on that one.
Hey, what did you do last year? I mean, how tough was
it? It was pretty tough, you know, but I had to sit back and, you know, and just take it for what it was. And I went back to school and I graduated and took that time off of just spending time for me, you know. So.
Well, where'd you go back to school?
University of Tennessee.
Oh, okay. So you went back to,
yeah.
Where'd you get your degree?
Sociology and a minor in business.
All right. So, I mean, at that point, were you worried about, my career's done? Who knows if you're going to get another shot?
No, I wasn't really worried about that. I just tried to focus on what was presented with me at that time. Just trying to take it for what it was, like I said, and just get right, lift weights, and just concentrate on school.
Were you surprised you were out all year last year? Because you did a good run in Miami there. Was it surprising to you?
No, not really, because I wasn't ready at the time, and I wasn't trying to really get back into it and not being ready. So I just took it slow. So.
How about coming to the Broncos? What were your thoughts? Why the Broncos?
That was a great organization. They called early, and I was still rehabbing at the time, and they waited patiently. And we told them that, you know, the first team I look at was them, so we came out here. So.
Did you realize there might be a starting job at the time?
No, not at all.
So
not
it was
at all.
Kind of a surprise to come out here and see,
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, so it couldn't work out any better.
What was your injury?
My leg, my knee injury.
Was that full? What was it? Full ACL or was it other things?
Microfracture.
Microfracture.
Yeah.
Is it kind of scary? It's a tough injury to come back from.
It's a tough injury. You just gotta just get confidence in your knee and just keep running on it. And you know, sometimes they work good, sometimes they don't. So.
Were you surprised you were getting so much run with the first team? I mean, coming in being kind of a new guy. I guess there's a few new guys who work and all that, but I mean, was it surprising you to get so much run with one?
Well, not really, because when we first meeting in here, the coach was like, no one really got locked in position except Ian and DJ, and everything else is free open position. And I think, well, I've been in the defense before, so I had an up on a lot of the guys. So,
did Coach saw you on it? Coach Bates saw you on the system here and the team?
No, he was just saying it's straight competition across the board, so the best man get the spot. So I'm just trying to work hard to get it.
Is that kind of refreshing? You don't see that a lot. I mean, you know, usually guys are locked
in
positions. You know, I mean,
it's really refreshing. You know, it's an extra motivator. A lot of guys come in and be at the very bottom, and I'm just trying to be in between and work my way on up.